You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Because he speak with clarity and direction. He speak to the saved as well as the unsaved. Somebody help me in the house. Because if that's the case, some people will never make it. But he does. He can give you instruction. He suffered down here. He went through down here. He had some disciples that he wanted to put training in. If you don't believe that he is direct, how you gonna believe that he can put his Holy Spirit within us? It ain't because you've been good. Neither one of us been good. If you sow inside with your been good, you got wrong information. But he wants to unify us as individual, that we can go forth in the things of him, that we will be an example of what he said. That's what I said to the Lord. I never thought he was going to have me call a pastor in the church. But I said, God, all my life I've been going by these dead churches with these dead people up in there, and they all dressed up with all this makeup and these old ugly hats on the head and all this mess here, and they ain't got now built enough of stuff that they can give out to nobody. You go to the holiness church, they look like they helpless. They ain't got nothing but 5 or 10 little children with their nappy hair, and they mean, get over there. You dress on the wrong side. You ain't combed your hair in about 2 weeks. Oh, no, I can't go there. The devil wants you to not be available. I would walk by there because I like their music. They had some people bamming that music. But I said, I still can't go in there. That ain't enough. I didn't see anything because I was looking for something. I was looking since I believed that he had been down here. And as a representative of his father, he came down here as a human being. That's what my book told me. He went through and he was rejected and despised and all of that stuff just for his father's sake. But he will protect you when you are about your father's business. It's going to have to be a thin line. That means you're going to draw the line. How can he be glorified when we all pissed off? Nasty, mean, and I said, don't nobody talk to me any kind of way. No, sir. I'm somebody. Check in and how much are you? The devil ain't going to have no problem. He ain't got no problem. He don't care how sophisticated you are. He want to complete us within him. That I want to give my best. Because it's going to be time for us to leave here. He said, I'm getting ready in a little bit to go back with my father. But I want to be concerned. I want to be assured that I glorify you. I've done what you told me to do. I ain't hear nobody. I suffer for your Christ's sake. He said, even in the beginning when he got the assignment, he said, I really don't want the assignment. Not my will, but yours. And I thought about it. Thy will must be done. Now, so go on, let me rectify, identify. It's you. It's you and you alone. I come down here in the never sin. Come down here in a human body. Took on all the weight of this world and all these people. And he knew that some wouldn't receive him, even when he had shown proof that I am the Christ. Showing proof that it's all about me. He can allow you to be down on Skid Row Street. And when you get up from that, can't nobody tell you nothing because you think you got up in yourself. I ain't hearing nobody. He was the high priest. His prayer was, thy will, not mine. We don't pray that prayer. Somebody done pissed me off and I ain't doing nothing else. They think I need them over there. We need Jesus wherever you go. Because if he shut you down, you shut down. And if he lift you up, don't worry about who said they can shut you down. He said something to me, Pastor, when I was in the storefront. He said, you do what I say do. And I stretch my hand upon what I tell you to do. And whoever touch my hand, I'm going to touch them. It's a whole lot of people don't touch God's stuff because they thought they were smart enough to touch it. Yeah. But when you touch your stuff, you better know what you're doing. It's a continued going thing. You do what I say do. It ain't got nothing to do with you trying to prove to people that you're a scholar. Somebody wrote me a note and said, Pastor, you're not learning. I said, I'm certainly not. And you ain't either. Because if you don't learn the characters of Jesus Christ, you ain't learned enough. Get on up there with your popo joking. That means yourself. And we trying to convince people ourselves. Why can you? Why would you? Has he done enough for you to not be concerned about what folks say about you? Because they're going to say something. They're going to implement something. You better hear me. Wherever I go, if you walk out on me, I just hope you don't walk out on Jesus. Because that means you're smarter than me. And I ain't got no problem with you being smarter than me. I said to him, the only way I can do this job, if you erase what I have learned, comprehend within myself and through others, I know that when you tell me to go to Psalms 2, that you erase my mind for what my view of Psalm 2. I need to go up in there and find out what you want me to do because I need to be an example, a vessel that will be used for your glory. I don't stay awake at night trying to worry about who's smarter than I am. I waste no more time on there. But when I've done what you said for me to do, I go back to him and I say, I did my best. And I give you praise and I repent if I got self involved up in there. We got to display what school we went to and how many scholars we've been up under and how sure I am in myself. The only sure one when you step out there that you're going to glorify the Father. That he will be pleased in me. That he will accept my genuineness until his kingdom. By me being a woman, I wouldn't have never took this job here because not only are other women will beat your tail down, but some men's out there throw hot grease on you. But I grant you one thing, they might throw it, but if God said, don't hear that. That I empower you from my throne to be a representative for me. My God, I know you must be concerned about when you come into my kingdom. You're going to do research for your own self. And you're going to have to know that I am that I am. I am a rewarder of those who have diligently seek me. Seeking him is not my will, but thy will be done. My God, I ain't feeling this, but I'm going to go to my Father. Here I am again. It ain't by feeling. It ain't by what I view or what I think. But, oh, King Jesus, the master of the plan for our life, I come before you again. Here I am here. Saying I need your help, Lord. I bless your name in the house today. Can I get somebody to help me? My God, he being a former a recipient by being down here on earth because he came from his Father in heaven. He said, I'm going to allow you to take on a human body and I'm going to transition you just like human beings. I'm going to position you to go through just like we going through. But I want you to be a frontline representative. Some of us don't want to be a representative because it caused suffering, it caused pain and disappointment. But when you get up under the umbrella of the safety of the Most High God and get your eyes focused on Him and say, it's you and here I am again. I bless your name today. You will empower me if I'm available, if I have an ear to His listen. My God, teach me how to have an ear that I can hear your voice. Help me to get eyes spiritual, where I can see what you want me to see. Then I can do what you ask me to do, and I'll give you glory, and it won't be me myself. Hallelujah. I come to praise Him today. I come to thank Him. I have glorify you down here. Well, you and I, we ain't took a flight and went to heaven. We down here in the land of the living. How we made up our mind that I will operate out of Him, that He will be glorified, that He will get the glory, and I will honor Him. I bless His name. Hallelujah. See, when He calls you, you need to wait there and listen to His instruction and make up your mind you're going to follow Him to as close as you possibly can. My background said you can be a teacher, but that ain't mine. He said, I want you to go and preach my gospel. I know I'm a man that I don't lie. Do you believe me? And so I said, yes, Lord. Teach me how to follow your instruction. Teach me how and what to say. I bless His name. I remember the first time I preach. He took me out in a cloud burst, and I couldn't hear nothing, but He was speaking through me. And I said, my God, you are mighty Savior. If you just want it, the Word of God said, taste and see. He'll let you taste. Do you really want to keep tasting? I bless His name, and that's been 29 years. I bless your name. Hallelujah. He's instructing me. You do it the way I tell you to do. Don't worry about your surroundings. I'll show you that I'm good. I'll show you that I'm a way maker. I'll show you what you stand in need of. I'll show you I'll supply it. I'll show you I'm a healer. I'll show you I'm a deliverer. I'll show you the power I possess. My God, hallelujah. He got to be glorified alone by Himself. He don't need nobody else to get no recognition. My style is, I don't get up to the pulpit pumping all these people because you're messed up in your head already. That's my style, Pastor. Have you seen me change it? That's the way I get down. Because He said, too many celebrities. He said, I got enough of them. I need some willing workers that will come all the way down so I can tell you and show you what to do. And you ain't worrying about trying to get approval on folks. I will provide whatever you need. I stand at the door, and I'll let you in if you want to come in. And I ain't hear nobody, and I'll show you I am, and I'll show you I can provide everything you need. Oh, my Jesus, He want to restore some people, from the vital place where they done got their eyes off Him and done got them on film and then got them on things. But He'll restore us back if we want to come back. But don't keep on playing with Him because He'll shut us down. And ain't nothing can move if He shuts you down. I give Him glory. Hallelujah. Passed a few years ago after I done got the beat down from folks in the religious world and supposed to be bona fide Christian. I began to show some people that I know how to articulate this thing. I know how to take the word and place it together. But He came back to me. He said, I'm going to give you another chance to do it my way. I said, yeah, forgive me, Lord. I didn't know I had shivered. A shipwreck. I said, but I'm so sorry. I'll try my best. He said, I didn't make you like that. I told you that I want to use you in an exceptional way because I've done some exceptional things just for you. How am I going to get the glory? How am I going to be rectified? How am I going to stamp approval? Because you think it's all about you. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You can be surrounded with people and they'll shift you. They'll come and steal your place. You don't know that they have done these things. But oh, Almighty will come and let you know. You done got out of my will. I ain't had no boyfriend, but I got out of his will trying to please folks and trying to line up with what they say. But the devil's a liar in the name of Jesus. You got to be careful. If you're playing with him, he'll send you out there and let the wolves consume you up, and you think ain't nothing going on. You're the first line representative for hell. He said, I've done too much for you. Hallelujah. For you to do this thing. I said to the Lord, what did I do? When you're trying to please people, when you're trying to be just like people, I ain't hearing nobody. When you try to do it your way and they way, it won't be his way. You'll end up to the highway. But I began to say, thank you. My God, I began to pray for myself. This is what Jesus said. I pray that I please my Father. I pray that I glorify you. I took none of your credit. I took none of your praise. Every time I got up, I said, my Father said, hallelujah. We don't want to hear that. We want to get ourselves in line. But the Lord is saying, when you're going to make up your mind that it's me and not you, and it definitely ain't them. Can I get somebody to just open up the spirit, man? I know that I know we done had a lot of hindering. We done had some backlash. We had some beat down. We've been having some drug do. But he'll pick you up and he will erase the residue and say, I am still he. I empower you to go forward. Nothing can hinder you but your own self. My God, when you begin to praise, man, and begin to glorify, man, and keep on telling somebody where I brought you from, that's a ministry by itself. Because whoever don't believe, I will show proof that I'm God all by myself. I praise him today. Every time I look around, he come to my rescue over and over again. Don't care how hard the test might be. I found now that the one that you passed the test, he ain't short in his testing score. I bless his name. I give him glory. He is a mighty king. He's king of kings. And he's Lord in everything. I give him glory today. The reason I must give him glory, because he positioned me. He said, I am, and everything I am, and through everything I am, will you grab it for your own self? Somebody told us that it's supposed to be so easy going forward in him. Somebody done gave you wrong information, and it's sticking like glue. But every time the glue say, I got you, he let me come up in a praise. And he revived me. He been doing it over and over, that he will get the glory. Hallelujah. He'll allow you to be put in a place. It'll make you or break you. But if you let him, he'll make you in that place. Don't care how many warriors on the wall pair, but he'll show you I'm greater. Can I get a witness? Oh my God, what I love about him. Pastor, I make notes. I'm a writer. It don't look like it. Every note I ever made, I ain't went by neither one of them. Because I said, it make me feel good that I can write my viewing out there. But every time I look around, he moved me for his own glory. That he will not me know that I am here. My God, I started a work. And if you let me, I'll finish it. Because there is an ending line. And that means the end of the life on this side. And now you can get with Paul and Silas. You can get with the Hebrew boys. You can get with your own self and a few of your friends. But what you're going to boil down to knowing that it's just Jesus. Oh, I bless his name. Whatever somebody else got, it ain't enough for you. On this road here, you suffer some. Knee light is painful. It's useless for the suffering. You get involved with some people, and they'll beat you all the way down. But tell him, I still want to glorify you. Because some things we won't. My God. Because we asked him for it, he'll let you have it. I know what I'm talking about now. But sometime he lets you have it because he want to let you be made to have him. Can I get him out of me? He said, what is it now? We get up and we so conscious of we done made it. We need to tell somebody. You can't make it without him. Even when you know it's still a struggle. When you know it's still a test. Every day, it come to be complicated. Is it all right if you keep him? But when you know, we suffer. But when we leave on death on this side. But don't nobody want to suffer. Don't nobody want to go through. God allowed me in the run of a day to meet genuine people. That's how I met the man of God. When I left the radio station, he told me to go to this place. And I had to pick up my great-grandbaby. And I told the Lord, I'm going to have to pay. But he said, go to this place. The man of God was there. I was wide up when I come out the radio station. My God, my God. I believe I could reach over Mount Everest with this old body. Uh-oh. My God, my God. Yeah. See, my husband was supposed to go to the radio station, but he got a plan that he would be glorified. I didn't know the man of God, and he can tell his wife, I ain't tried to get fresh with him. Because I paid my price over there. But there's a word that he released to me. I was already worked up. But he and I told the place up. I ain't hear nobody. The purpose I'm making, you don't know enough to help God. I bless his name. See, what I said, we have other agendas. We have to go home early to meet the devil. We have to go home and get in people's business. But that's your business. But when you take it upon yourself to be concerned about his business, you'll do what he said do. You'll go where he said go, and you'll stay there as long as he said stay. My God, he's a healer. I say he is a healer. How we gonna get it if we don't line up? I know y'all got your doctor's card, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about he's a healer just for being obedient. Huh? The man of God don't know I'm going to call him up in a few minutes. But because I was obedient, something tried to happen, man of God, but because of my obedience, I said on the phone, don't want to hear it. All this he have done for him to be glorified. I don't want to hear your negativity, because it can't get in my spirit and ship, man. He's my healer. I say he's my healer. Is he letting me? He'll speak to you. Said, lay your hand right here. Can I get about three people? I know some people here need a healing in their body. Need a miracle. Oh, can I get a witness? Pastor, that same anointing. Yep, Mobo Kosha came round again. Get in your side. I know you've been thinking about when we met. Yes, sir. I know you're a man of great status, much education, but an humble man. Bubba Kosha, needy your side, needy your see, needy your see. A man that God has trust much in, much to still do. You have what I say, much to still do. It ain't by accident that you hear today, because you have an ear to hear. That's what manifests that he will be glorified. My God, my God. Mama, see. I told my husband this morning. I said, God, say you're going to move mightily. I'm just crazy enough to believe that he'll do it. Lay your hands in my hand. Oh, my God. That's a relief, because the enemy tried to bring a little pressure problem. But I speak in the name of Jesus. No weapon, no weapon. Because of obedience, I must stress this, obedience rules out your ability, rules out your smarts, but obedience moves the hand of God. And in my obedience, we can glorify him. He woke me up at 2:13. And he said, get up. I keep a pen and a pencil in my bed. And whatever you tell me to do, I jot it down. Because the enemy will make you sometimes go back to sleep. And then you'll get confused on what he wants you to do. So I've learned down through the years, your smartness may make a fool out of you.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.